Hello everyone and welcome to the Top 5 here on Press TV. I'm Hassan Tavakoli. Saudi Arabia continues its airstrikes on Yemen, bringing more death and destruction to the impoverished Arab nation. Saudi jets carried out two air raids on the province of Sadr. The airstrikes came shortly after an attack on residential areas in the province's Razih district left at least six people dead. A doctor was killed and another civilian was wounded in an earlier strike that hit a clinic in Sadr. Separately, Saudi warplanes hit a market in the western Hodeidah province, which killed at least eight people. More than 5,000 people have lost their lives since Riyadh launched an all-out war against Yemen on March 26. Well, for more on this, let's go to Indiana and talk to Eugene Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars online magazine. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Jones, we see death and destruction on a daily basis in Yemen as a result of Saudi Arabia's airstrikes. Until when will this war continue?
Well, the war, the problem is that the Saudis have an air force and they don't really have an army. And the Yemenis have an increasingly a larger population. The problem here goes back to the 80s when the problem goes back to the 70s, okay? When the Saudis became rich with oil money, they created all these madrasas all over the Islamic world, the Sunni Islamic world, especially in places like Pakistan. And they spread this absolutely violent form of revolutionary ideology of the sort that was created by the teacher of Osama bin Laden. And it invariably turned on the people that created it, or it ultimately turned on the people that created it. It caused two reactions. First of all, among the Wahhabis, the extremists, the Takfiri, it created people like Osama bin Laden, who then turned on the Saudi kingdom. But their ideology was so extreme that it turned on the non-Sunni, non-Takfiri Muslims as well. So these people alienated the Afghanistan ethnic groups. So either way, it's created problems throughout the world. And now, as we say in America, the chickens are coming home to roost. Now it's on Saudi's border. Now they're coming back to the ideology has alienated the Shia Houthi, and now they're fighting back on Saudi territory now.
Would you say Saudi Arabia's war on Yemen is an expression of Saudi Arabia's political defeat in the region?
I think it's an example of blowback. I think they're in a very precarious situation. They've always been in a precarious situation. They've always relied on America to defend their interests because they really didn't have a population that could defend itself. And so now the world is changing and the Saudis are left high and dry. They're very bitter over the Iran agreement with the Obama administration. They're throwing about for some type of new modus operandi, and now this is breaking out on a southern border before they've been able to come up with another type of agreement. So they need the allies that they helped in the past, but Pakistan refused to help them out. Pakistan refused to send troops. And Egypt refused to send troops. They were their big client states, and now they're stuck with this war, with an air force with very few troops to back it up.
And we know that Saudi Arabia launched this war without a UN mandate, which makes it illegal. What's keeping Yemen from taking legal action against Saudi Arabia?
I don't know. Why aren't they doing that? Maybe they don't. Maybe the situation in Yemen is so chaotic right now that they probably don't have the legal or the juridical infrastructure to mount this type of campaign at the United Nations. That's the only thing I can assume.
All right, Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars online magazine from Indiana. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.